This is Pastor Jim Crisson for the congregation of Rock Springs First Methodist Church. In the reality of today's world, everyone has questions. How do we get here and how do we move forward? You are invited to join us in worship on Sunday mornings as we provide answers to these and other important questions of the hour. Of course, there is only one answer, and that is the love of Jesus, our Christ and Redeemer. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. If you're looking for a church home and the fellowship of a faith community to sustain and uphold you as you move forward in your journey, please join us at 10:30 Sunday mornings by Zoom or in-person worship at 1515 Egger Street here in Rock Springs. Visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org. You are welcome to join us at Rock Springs First Methodist Church.
The following worship service was broadcast and recorded live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church, a traditional Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage with Reverend Jimmy Crisson on Sunday, June 13, 2021.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Awaken us this hour to the glory of your presence in our midst. Help us to recognize our sin for what it is. Enable us to see the world as you created it to be, as you created us to be. Empower us to move from darkness to light, from sin to new life. May your light shine through us and into our worship. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
One of the hallmarks of the Methodists was it was said of us that we did two things, and we did them loudly. One was sing, and two was pray. So we want to prepare our hearts to go before the Lord this morning. O Lord, our God, hear our prayers. We lift our prayers before you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is seated at your right hand, interceding on our behalf. Let us always come to you in the name of Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Advocate. And Father, we come to praise you and thank you for your many blessings. Father, blessings both large and small. Father, let us be conscious, let us acknowledge, and let us thank you and praise you for your blessings, for they are many. If we just look around. And Father, we ask that you forgive us our sins as we praise you for the good that you have done for us. We pray that you would forgive us and our failure to praise you, to witness for you, Father, to go out of our way to serve you, to not put you first. Father, forgive us, we pray. And Father, as we seek to praise you, as we seek to be forgiven by you, Father, we also come to intercede on behalf of others who call upon us to remember them. Some needs we've lifted aloud, some silently upon our hearts, others written in our bulletin, some we know, some we don't. The other needs of remembering and praying for one another, to pray for our church, our community, our nation, and nations around the world. Other needs that we bring before you are for the shut-ins, those who are sick and awaiting tests, procedures, results, surgeries, for those who mourn a time of loss, for those who suffer from depression, separation, for those who travel during the summer season. Father, we lift these and many more needs before you, knowing that you hear us, knowing that you love us, knowing that you want to hear from us, that you are never too busy to lend a heavenly ear to an earthly voice from one of your children. And Father, we do pray for our church, our community, and our nation, and leaders around the world. Father, we would pray that they would fall under conviction of the Holy Spirit, commit themselves to you through Jesus Christ, and lead lives of morality, integrity, and honesty, and service. For that is which you call us all to do. That we would put the needs of the many before the one, but not to take advantage of the one. Father, help us in the things we don't understand, the questions that we can't find the answers to. Help us wherever we struggle, that we would witness to you and your glory and your grace and your mercy. And Father, we do pray for those who serve our country in the many different ways, those who selflessly give, who are willing to lay down their lives, from law enforcement to fire departments to EMS to our military personnel, whomever it may be that stands in the gap ready to assist and to help. Father, we lift all of this before you and ask now that you hear us as we join our hearts and voices in a prayer you taught us praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our reading this morning is from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in it shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples." The word of God for the people of God.
How many of you ever feel like in the kingdom of God and in God's plan, you are about as insignificant as these forget-me-not seeds? How many of us have ever felt like, what can I do in the kingdom of God? What can I become? What contribution can I make? Am I making a contribution? What contribution could I possibly add? How could God ever use me? I myself have come to the point in life where I look back and think my better years are in the rearview mirror. And I'm not so sure what I could see ahead. Maybe my sight for ahead is limited. And even my looking back, it's not as good as it used to be. How many have figured that one out too? You look back and you think, well, do you know what Nicholas asked me a while ago? He and Emily were discussing something. And she wanted to know how old I was. And he said, I think he was born in 1860. He actually said 1960, but then he said, well, maybe it was 1860. And I was thinking, I'm weathering it well for 160, you know. But at any rate, well, where are we in this thing? And Jesus is teaching here in Mark in parables, and he refuses to teach in any other way, but he takes his disciples aside, and he explains the parables to them. And here are two. One talks about what is the kingdom of God? The other one says, what is the kingdom of God? So these two parables give us a window into what is the kingdom of God. And if we know that we see a window, we can look in and see what the kingdom of God. How many of you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior? Believe in God in the name of Jesus? Then guess what? You are a part of the kingdom of God. Now, what part are you? The reality is there's no big parts or little parts. Each one of us is called individually. And there are seasons in our journey. There are seasons of youth and vitality. There's a season of falling away and a time when things change. But the reality is we stay a member of the kingdom of God continually. There is not retirement from being a Christian. There is a time when things change. So let us look at this text. And he says that he explains all things to his disciples later, but he doesn't explain anything to them. And I think it was pretty smart. You know, Jesus was that way. Have you noticed that when you read his book? You know, something about him being there for the creation of the world and all those other things. I think he's pretty sharp. He prepared these people for the disciples to be able to come back after he was resurrected and explain to them that these parables that he told that they didn't understand when he told them. He prepped them. He made the soil ready. But I want us to focus on the one of the mustard seed. So catch up with me in verse 30. And he also said, what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed. It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Now the reality is the mustard seed probably isn't the smallest seed on earth. However, it was the smallest seed they used in Palestine during that time. But it was also very powerful. How many of you enjoy mustard? Man, yeah, give me mustard. I like Dijon. Any kind of mustard's good to me. I even like the old yellow stuff, but you got to shake it up good, you know, it separates. But I like mustard, but it's pretty strong, isn't it? Or it can be. The mustard plant that I want you to envision for just a minute is a shrub more than a plant. When we think about a plant here in Wyoming, we think about something like's in the little block out here, a little flower, a little shoot, but it's more like a shrub like we had taken out here. It's big, it's hardy, it's healthy. It grows up, it bears fruit, it bears the mustard seed. And in the parable it says, and it's a powerful thing, and the birds come and they build their nest in it. And as I was teaching Sunday school this morning, I want to ask you a question. How many people who are not Christian, who have never given their life to Jesus Christ, have benefited from the lives of Christians? How many have found our mustard shrub a place to rest, to gain strength, to be touched, They have found us to be a shrub, a bush in which they could rely and rest. A lot of times we as Christians, the devil wants to defeat us by telling us, you can't do anything. You don't make any difference whatsoever. But just being a Christian and living by Christian morals, values, honesty, and integrity influences your community. It influences your family. It influences the people you run into. You may say, well, I don't know that it does. Yes, it does. How many of you have attended a funeral at this church? Okay. How many of you have attended a funeral someplace else? How many of you, while at that funeral, prayed for somebody? Yeah. How many of you, while at a funeral or in that group, comforted somebody? Why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why were you there? Why were you supporting them? Why were you present? Something led you there. Something brought you there. The power of God. You see, the kingdom of God is like the mustard seed. It grows. The kingdom of God isn't out there somewhere. It is a future reality, but it's a present reality as well. Jesus didn't say, go out, get saved, and wait on me to come back and fossilize. He said, I came to give you life, abundant life, now. You see, the life of a Christian may not be about standing up here and preaching a sermon. It may be about fixing someone a sandwich in the kitchen. It might be about helping someone with a flat tire. It may be being available to someone who is suffering or going through a difficult time. Many lives have been changed, not because they believed, but because somebody that believed was involved. School, educating children, were all movements of the church. They were all movements of the church. But I want to bring it back home a little bit. I had a bag of seeds that I got yesterday at a memorial service for Tammy Boyce. Does anybody know who Tammy Boyce is? One or two? How many of you remember a fellow by the name of Mitch Bolick? Okay. How many of you remember this lady, Debbie Bolick, you know, comes to church, hangs out around here some? Yeah. So guess what? Monty is Tammy's husband. Tammy died in January, cancer. Monty sang with Mitch in a band for many years and was here at Mitch's funeral and sang with Kent at Mitch's funeral. How many of you were at Mitch's funeral? So you were a mustard plant. So yesterday, I had the opportunity, because Tammy was at Mitch's service, she requested that when she died, she knew she would be, she had cancer, that I would do her service. Yesterday, we were at Bunning Park, and I'm not telling you this to brag about me, I just want to tell you this is, I have to use myself as an example. Wouldn't be fair for me to use you unless you volunteer. You can use yourself. We call it witnessing or testifying. You know, it works. And maybe this is my witness and my testimony. I was able to speak to a park of people yesterday that I feel like very few of them were churched people who had ever heard a gospel message. Who had ever heard you must be born again? But they heard it yesterday. And then I looked out. How many of you know Tim Morgan? One or two? How many of you know Virginia Lowell, Mike Lowell's wife? Okay, it's her son. You do know this is a small town? Okay. You know Tim? Tim was there. Well, guess what? Tammy's granddaughter, who arranged the funeral service, name is Kayla. Kayla is dating Tim's son. guess how small it is. Guess how small it is. I did a wedding yesterday, pretty good sized wedding up at the events complex. How many of you know a lady sits back here? Her name is Crystal. Tom knows her mother, knew her mother, Tammy Moyer, who had worked at the radio station for how long? Did her funeral. Why is Crystal coming to church? Guess what? There was a room full of people at the events complex yesterday I got a chance to witness to. I don't know them. I don't go to Walmart, not because I hate Walmart. Well, it is too. But there's more than one reason I don't. It's because when I go, I can't get away. Pastor Jim, I sometimes have no idea who these people are. You know, I was up there in front of all those people. I don't know who they are. But the kingdom of God is you. It is me doing and being faithful to God in that which God calls us to do, not looking for the outcome, not looking for the benefit package, not looking to see what harvest we will reach, but being faithful. And every one of us, if we'll step back, don't let the devil get in the way, we can think of some way that we have been and influenced and been a blessing to somebody, and that is God's kingdom at work. That is the parable of the mustard seed. It influences much. But in order to do that, we need to be faithful as even a seed in that which we do. Do not let the devil defeat you and tell you you have no worth, no value, no purpose, and no witness in the kingdom of God. Don't let him tell you that you aren't making a difference. Be faithful. God's at work in the world around us. God is at work through every one of us. Our worst day, God will find something to use in it, some way to touch your life, to move you, and to touch other people's lives as well. I bet you can sit down now and think of ways that you've witnessed to somebody, the ways you've helped somebody. How many of you have ever done a good deed? Good. Some of you haven't. You raise your hand. Yeah. Sometimes maybe the best good deed you can do is not do one. You know, just kind of let things go. It might be enabling somebody. But you, if we do that and we honor God in it, even Jesus says that if you give a cup of water in my name, it will be blessed. Christians, that's how the world experiences God. It experiences God by us living a life of honesty and integrity. If Christians in America today, those who claim to be Christian, would live out Christian values and Christian tenets, the world would be turned upside down. Do you realize those little mustard seeds also a representation of 12 guys that Jesus hung out with? One went bad. We brought Paul in, Saul, we brought Paul in. We had 12 guys. Do you realize that those 12 guys went into the world just preaching the gospel, doing what they, and the world was turned upside down? 12. We got more than 12 here this morning. Can we turn Rock Springs around? You bet. How do we do it, Pastor? Live it out. Live it out every day. Witness, tell them about Jesus. Don't be afraid to have Jesus conversations. It's okay, despite what the world might say. It's Carrie and I have been trying to do something else. Instead of just saying thank you when you do something, but why don't we say, God bless you? What's wrong with that? Have a blessed day. Do you know I tell that to every cashier and stuff when I go in and out of a store? And I buy most of my fuel down at Kelly's down below, you know, like you're going to 80. I go in and pay for my fuel. I prefer to go in and pay for it most of the time now than pay for it on my card at the pump. You pay it for it on the card. You don't get talked to anybody. You know, you don't get an opportunity to bump into anybody unless they're on the other side of the pump. And have you ever noticed on the other side of the pump, I ain't looking at you? I sometimes wonder, they're going to run their gas out on the ground trying not to see me over here, especially when I got a collar on. We went up to eat last night. You should have saw the people looking at us, and I'm going in like this. It's like Why are you eating? You know, because I'm hungry. You know, it's just the way it is. But, you know, so I go out, and every time I go in, there's only two or three different ones that work down there. And I'll say, God bless you and have a great day. And then finally, day before yesterday, the lady said, you know, I really appreciate you saying that. I'm not a Christian, though. I said, I still want God to bless you. She don't know I'm a clergy yet. I'm going to go in there with this suit on one day, and she's going to go, oh, that's why he does it. He has to. You know, he has. Folks, do not, please, don't let the enemy tell you that whatever you're doing isn't enough. But listen to God. If God says you ain't doing enough, then you know, pick it up. If you feel God leading you to do something, follow it. But be faithful to give God honor, glory, and praise. Don't be afraid to tell somebody to have a blessed day, not just thank you. Try it at the drive-thru at the bank. It's fun. Of course, they all know me, Dad, at RSMB now, so when they come up, they say, how are you, Pastor? You know, can't get away. Witness is more than words. It's life lived. It's life shared. It's willing to be getting involved, even in the smallest way, to witness to what God's doing in your life. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. I want to pray for you and with you. Father, I know the message today is a bit different. But Father, I want to pray for each and every one here today and those who couldn't be here, those who join us through whatever medium it may be, that they would live out your tenets, that they would live out your disciplines, that they would live out your grace, that they would live out your love in a way that the world finds peace in us, and that they may ask and inquire, and that in some way be touched. Father, I want to pray for us here this morning to be a witness for you. If it's to be a bold witness, let it be a bold witness. If it's to be a silent witness, a witness of presence, let it be that. But whatever it is, however it is, let us be faithful in it. Let us give you glory and honor. Let us point our way to you. Let us say, God bless you. Let us say, may God be with you. May we say, let God's peace be with you. Father, let us hear ourselves share the good news in whatever way we can. And when we get a chance, let us tell them why we're different because of you in our lives. Father, I pray for us today to be the mustard shrub, and that we also sow the seeds that our love, grace, peace, presence, understanding into the world around us, but also the seeds that call for morality, integrity, honesty, and truth. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Father, may we serve you in whatever way you call us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Remember to be faithful in that to which God has called you, in the moment, in the second, in the hour or the week, in the large or the small. God give praise in it all. And now may grace and peace that abides in God go with you, bless you, and keep you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Listening to a worship service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.